Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory. But on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I'm a Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday. This is Wretched Radio. So I've been trying to make the argument that we need to just be preaching the gospel to people. That's it. Just the gospel. The power's in the gospel. Everything needs to be founded in the gospel. I'm 3 feet behind a guy who's just walking really slow. So I'm going to just try to ask him directly about the gospel. No segues. No funny business. Young man. Hey, while you're walking at kind of a slow pace, can I talk to you on the radio for a moment?
Sure.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you know what the gospel is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Well, the gospel that I know of is about Jesus Christ.
Yeah? How does it go?
God has been reaching out to man, as recorded in the Old Testament, and time after time trying to have a relationship with man, and man continually letting God down. And so
how does man let God down?
It's kind of like a relationship you have with a friend, you know, where
I said I was going to show up for the game and I was 20 minutes late.
Yeah, just, I don't know, it's, you know, just expectations you have, God has of us, and we don't fulfill those expectations.
What are the expectations? I'm punctual for football games?
there's the Ten Commandments. That's, you know, a starting point.
Ah, so moral laws is what you're talking about.
Right.
Ah, so if I don't keep the moral laws, I'm in big trouble. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Ah, so what happens to somebody if they don't keep God's laws?
Well, immediately, there's consequences immediately in your life. You know, you...
Ultimately,
you know, what I believe is that you live a life in eternity separated from God.
Good place or bad place?
A bad place. It's called hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say I'm not nuts about God. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be with him now. Sounds pretty good being separated from him forever.
Yeah, I've had friends who said that. They say, well, I'm separated from him now, so what's the difference?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an honest question. I think that's the part where, you know, I don't know. And, you know, I just sort of have to have faith that ultimately there'll be a difference.
Yeah. Tell me, on the spot, what must I do to go to heaven? One sentence. What must I do?
Confess that Jesus is Lord and that he died for your sins and that you believe with him. That's it.
Okay. So if I simply said, I confess that Jesus is my Lord and he died for my sins.
And believe it. Believe it in your heart.
Okay, I believe it.
Not just say it, but like the saying is like Satan believes there's a Jesus and right, but he's, you know.
So. Yeah. But they don't really, really believe it?
No, like Satan really believes that, Satan believes that Jesus is real and that he's Lord, but he's not made him Lord, right? So
what does it mean to make him Lord?
To follow him, to, you know, follow his
commands. Could I maybe offer another word?
Sure.
Repent?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in order to be saved, I need to repent, which means apologize, turn from my sins.
Right.
Forsake my sins and put my trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
And while the demons believe in Jesus and tremble, they don't repent, they don't submit, they don't surrender.
There's a submission.
You know, that issue about separation, the Bible actually uses that term, that you'll be separated from God, but we need to understand something. The Bible also says no matter where we go, God is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Psalmist said that he's even in hell. Mm-hmm. God is, now how is God in hell? I think we understand that being with God is automatically good. Being away from God is automatically bad. But we can be in his wrathful presence.
Sure.
So separation from God is separation from anything that is good about God, anything that is kind, anything that is lovely, gone, all gone.
Right.
And instead, his wrath is what's in hell. That's why that distinction should be made. Yeah, you'll be separated from God, but any separation from God is horrible.
Right.
Because even unregenerate sinners on this earth receive a great deal of blessings from God. They can walk, they can talk, they can drink, they can do whatever they really choose to.
Right.
Because God provides it for them. When he lifts his hand, his separation of goodness, that's when calamity strikes. And he pours out his wrath, separates his kindness from people, and sends them to hell.
Mm.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, dude. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for letting me check my hair and your sunglasses.
Yeah, sure.
See you, dude.
All right, thanks very much. Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. Maybe this guy in a green shirt won't know what the gospel is. I'm going to make a point here if it kills all of us. Young man, whilst you're walking, could I ask you a question on the radio? Where are you going? You got yourself a stride there.
Going to eat.
Ah, so your stomach is driving you right now.
Exactly.
One question for you. What is the gospel? I keep hearing the term gospel. What is it?
No idea.
Oh, really? I'm in the Bible Belt. I thought you would.
No.
Where are you from?
Florida.
Sort of the Bible Belt.
Kind of.
Do you even know what the word means?
Yeah.
What?
It kind of seems like it's the kind of tales that kind of guide people.
What religion is it associated with?
Gospel, usually Christian.
Okay, there you go. I take it you're not one?
Not particularly, no.
Sort of one?
No, not really.
So you're not at all?
No.
Okay. have you ever been presented the gospel before?
No.
Really? Did you ever go to church as a kid?
A couple times.
They never told you what the gospel is? All right, dude. I've got about 100 paces. We're going to get it in. Are you ready for this? How old are you?
20.
20. In your life, how many lies do you think you've told?
Quite a few.
How many things do you think you've stolen?
Not a whole lot.
How many times have you looked at a woman with sexual desire?
Every now and then.
Uh-huh. Today?
No.
Uh-huh. It's a little early?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times have you taken God's name in vain?
Can't say I have. I usually don't.
Well, you know, OMG, that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
All right, so, dude, you die, God judges you. Would you be innocent or guilty?
I would say pretty innocent.
You just confessed to me you broke a bunch of laws, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd be guilty, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So before you walk into the building, what would happen if God dealt with you, if he's just and he gave you what you deserve, should he reward you or punish you?
He would punish me.
All right. So you'd go to heaven or hell?
It's hell.
Okay. What do you know about that?
Nothing.
You do too? Is it a good place or a bad place?
I don't believe it exists, so.
Well, I know you don't, but if it's true and it does.
If it does, it wouldn't be a good place to be.
It'd be a terrible place, right?
Yeah.
And 20 years has been a long time, but going there for forever would be horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure you don't know what the gospel is?
Yeah.
What is Christmas? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, and I gotta get going.
All right, you're sure?
Sorry, yep.
All right, not even 30 seconds?
Gotta make it to class.
See you, dude.
Sorry.
Bye-bye. Okay, if you've never joined us before, I'm going to respect the man. He doesn't want to hear what the gospel is. I realize that was kind of a hit-and-run sort of affair, but I'm not gonna tackle the guy and keep him from going to lunch or class. If he doesn't care to hear what the good news is, what the gospel is. Now, the point, though, that I was trying to make, okay, granted, I know I've got a little microphone in my hand. I understand that could change the dynamic. But I would suggest to you, it doesn't. I walked up to this kid, a complete stranger, and my question was, okay, my first question, if you're a literalist, was, can I ask you a question? My second question was, do you know the gospel? He didn't punch me in the nose. And let me tell you something, if he was going to take a swipe, he'd probably catch me in the nose. Okay, nobody gets offended by this thing. The kid doesn't get upset. People don't get mad. You can simply ask them that question. And I'm telling you, well, you heard it. You'll either have to try it for yourself or not. Hey, young man, may I talk to you while you're walking for just a moment? Where are you headed, by the way?
Spanish class.
All right, can I ask you, this is going to be a weird question. This isn't what I wanted to ask you. You've got hair like my son's, all right?
Okay.
When you grow it longer, what happens to it? Because we can't grow his hair long without it getting all weird. Do you ever grow it longer?
Cut it.
You always keep it short like that?
Nah, first time I cut it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ask you hair tips. Sorry. All right, I'm just curious because you got to take a weed whacker to his head. You got thick hair is what I'm telling you. right?
Yes, all right. I got thick hair. Yeah. You just can't see it.
All right, but that wasn't my question for you. All right, here's my question. All right, you ready? What is the gospel? Do you know?
No, I am not religious, but I do think it is something religiously oriented.
To what religion?
I want to say Christianity, but that is one book that is used.
Yeah. All right. And where are you from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. So you're in the Bible Belt.
It's known as being part of the Bible Belt. That's
yeah.
true.
And you don't know what the gospel is?
No.
Did you ever go to church as a kid?
Yes, I did, in fact, go to church.
Okay. Did anybody ever say, here's the gospel, and they told you what it is?
No.
What denomination were you in?
I wish I knew, but honestly, I just
don't remember. Was it was it Catholic or was it Protestant? Lutheran, Baptist, Episcopalian?
No clue.
No. How many times did you go to church as a kid?
In a total, it must have been 5-6 times. Not that much, really.
All right, dude. All right. Thanks very much for the chat. Appreciate it. Okay. We got to stop. I'm telling you, you've got to start witnessing to people. They will not be offended. Just ask them. Witness Wednesday, Wretched Radio. Typical radio commercials will have one big shebang, the opening line. Do we have your attention now? This particular commercial has 8. Have we got your attention now? MediShare, affordable biblical health sharing, will save the average family $500 per month. Second, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to typical health insurance. Double, that's times 2 if you weren't homeschooled. A massive network of providers to choose from. MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. They've been around for 25 years. $4 billion in healthcare bills have been shared. If you call them now, you will save on the joining fee. They're going to erase it. That's another $170. This is a limited time offer, which means make it snappy. Call 1-844-34-BIBLE, 844-34-BIBLE. Did I mention 844-34-BIBLE to get your MediShare quote in under 2 minutes?
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today at Wretched Radio. We certainly appreciate you and appreciate the time that you spend listening to the program. What's something that you think about from time to time, but you know it's something you really shouldn't say out loud? Well, I'll go ahead and say what I know most of you are thinking, and that's that most Bible studies are pretty boring. It's true, and you know it is, but listen, there is a solution to that enigma. It's getting yourself a Wretched Bible study and finding that you can dig into God's Word and not feel guilty for feeling bored. The Wretched Bible Study curriculum is derived from our resources Drive by Marriage, Drive by Parenting, Drive by Theology, Jesus Unmasked, and Stressed Out. And I know you're thinking, yeah, well, Jimmy, you're biased. Well, maybe that's true, but listen, don't just take my word for it. Try one of our Wretched Bible Studies out for yourself by visiting wretched.org/study. That's wretched.org/study. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Who needs Rich Little? You might have to Google that. When you've got me, don't know if you realize this, I do impressions, and this is my impersonation of Dr. John MacArthur. I'll just riff, ad lib about the Master's Academy International in hopes that you will consider supporting your own mini seminary in one of 17 nations around the world. Here we go.
Strong pastors in strong churches impact the entire culture from the inside. And that is the vision of TMAI, to go when we are invited by indigenous pastors who want to do it biblically. And that's our mission.
Not bad, eh? Would you please check out the Master's Academy International at wretched.org/pastor and consider adopting a seminary overseas? The fruit, magnificent. As John MacArthur would say, wretched.org/pastor.
Books of the Bible. The Book of Isaiah is a collection of prophecies given to Isaiah.
It can be divided in two parts. Isaiah delivered bad news to Israel and the surrounding nations concerning God's judgment, and he delivered good news of salvation for those who repent. Isaiah also offers detailed prophecies concerning the coming Messiah, who offers eternal salvation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hey, young man, while you're walking, could I talk to you on the radio for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, until you get to wherever you're going. All right, okay. Where are you from, dude?
Thailand.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm fascinated. Okay, tell me, what is the religious scene like in Thailand?
Religious scene?
Yeah.
It's mostly Buddhist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, there's nothing, you know, nothing more than what you have here with Christians.
Are there a lot of Christians there?
No, I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian?
Yeah.
But you come from a Buddhist country?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
My parents are, like, Christian.
Uh-huh. And yeah. So you became a... You were born a Christian?
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Okay. So if you're born a Buddhist, you're a Buddhist?
I guess you can choose, but then I just followed my family.
All right. So you obviously must have had some exposure to Buddhism, correct?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Buddhism and Christianity?
Well, you know, beliefs... Belief-wise, is quite a lot, but I'm not quite sure what, like, you know... about Buddhism, like what they believe in, because I don't really put much attention into
okay.
it.
A Buddhist, when he dies, if he's gotten rid of all desires, he might, if he reaches a certain state, he might end up becoming a part of the great big cosmic nothingness. How is that different from Christianity?
Well, I guess, like, you know, how Christianity, you go to heaven, but then you still remain as, like, an individual. But then, Buddhism, like, as you said, Buddhism, like, you're part of, like, something bigger.
Okay, so let me ask you, if, let's say I'm a Buddhist, and I die, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to become a part of the great big cosmic nothing?
I guess. I don't really know that much about Buddhism.
But if that's what I believe, is that what's going to happen?
I don't know.
All right, here's what I believe. All right, I believe that when I die, if 6 minutes before I die, I drink 2 Diet Cokes, and say Atlanta, Georgia 3 times, I'll spend eternity at the Coke factory in downtown Atlanta sampling the 42 different beverages that they offer at the end of the tour. Is that going to happen to me when I die?
I don't know. It's up to what you believe, I guess.
That's what I believe. Am I going to be in the Coke factory for eternity?
I mean, I wouldn't think so, because, like, I'm not a religious person, so, I mean...
I thought you were a Christian.
Yeah, I am, but then, like, I'm not that, like, devout, you know?
I'm confused. You said you're a Christian, but you're not really?
Well, no. Yeah, technically I'm a Christian, but, like, I can tell you, like, I believe... I mean, I don't exactly believe in, like, Christianity 100%, but I believe, like, you know, religion, you can use... Like, when, you know, when you're in time of trouble, you know, you might... Religion helps you, like, going through, like, hard
times. Sounds like it's a crutch.
Crutch? I wouldn't say so. Just like,
Okay, no, but even so, young man, if I believe that I'm going to spend eternity in the Coke factory drinking samples, and that gets me, I think that gets me through, that's kind of an illusion, is it not? It's more like a placebo.
Right, it's an illusion, but then it helps
you. So do you think Christianity is true?
True? What do you mean by true?
Well, not false.
As in, like, what they believe in?
Whether it's real. Yeah. You're a Christian, so I take it you believe in Jesus Christ, right?
It's kind of hard to say, man. Like, you know, coming to a school like tech, you know, you learn about, you know, all kind of science and stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, a lot of times proves...
Messes you up a little.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, half of it I, you know, believe in because I grew up believing in that, but then, like, the kind of line of, you know, education, line of work I'm going to, you know, kind of diverging to a different direction.
But you know what? I wouldn't even say that's a bad thing, young man. You know why?
Because I would say you have a lot of opinions. Like, I mean, you have a lot of viewpoints. You can stand from, like, a lot of places.
Well, here's what I think is that if I grew up with a family of Coca-Cola worshippers, and I just believed it because, well, I was just going along with the family, I wouldn't be believing what is true.
Right.
I will have followed blindly. I think it's good for every man to try to figure out what is true,
right.
and then either believe it, follow it, or reject it. And so you're probably at that stage.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Good person, like morally good?
However you want to define it.
I mean, sure, I guess.
All right. Let's check. All right? Mm-hmm. How many lies have you told in your life?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I don't keep count.
Huh. How many things have you stolen in your life?
Not, like, you know, apart from, like, a few, like, a pencil or something, like, nothing
okay.
more than that.
Yeah. But value is irrelevant. It's the heart. It's the attitude that goes with taking something, right?
Right, maybe.
How many times have you looked at a woman and had a lustful sexual desire about her?
You say how many times? I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I'm guessing, like, you know, every person, every human is like that.
Yeah? Every day?
Yeah.
Maybe every hour?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay. How many times have you taken God's name in vain?
No, I don't swear it.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a little summary. You said that you're a good person, all right? But you just admitted to me you're a liar because you've told lies, you're a thief because you've stolen, and you're an adulterer at heart because Jesus said all you need to do is look with lust and you've committed adultery in your heart. Mm-hmm. You die, God judges you. Mm-hmm. He's just, he's perfect, he's holy, he's righteous. Mm-hmm. Does he find you innocent or guilty?
Yeah.
All right, this is important. So there you are, you stand before a holy God, he finds you guilty, the gavels come down. What's he going to do with you? Send you to heaven or send you to hell?
Well, like, I don't care exactly, but then, you know, Jesus forgives you for, like, all your sins if you, you know, repent for
it. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
All right? Would you go to heaven or hell? What do you deserve?
Well, I mean, if you put it, like, you know, if you're going to go, like, either one end or, like, one extreme or the other extreme, then, you know, I would maybe say hell, but then, you know, things aren't black and white like that, right?
Well, they sure are when it comes to justice. If you're guilty, they don't reward you, they punish you.
No, right, but then the like, procedure to go through to determine whether you're, like, guilty or not, that's right. Not black and white.
Okay, but I'm not your judge, my friend, but you know if you've been morally pure, if your heart has been pure, you've never done anything wrong. Have you ever taken God's name in vain, dishonored your parents? You were naughty as a child. You covet things. You want things that don't belong to you. Heart issues. God sees into the heart, so he sees every thought, every word, every deed, and every action. If we're honest, I know how I'd be judged. Guilty, off the hell with me, because that would be what I would deserve.
Right.
Be real black and white. For everybody. That's what the Bible says. All sin and fall short of God's standard. Mm-hmm. And he must punish lawbreakers, and what they have earned for themselves is hell. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question for you. Is that true or not?
What do you mean, that's true?
Is what I've just described to you true? Is God going to judge you? Does he exist? Is he going to judge you? Is he going to send you a place called hell? Is that true or is it not?
I mean, what I believe in, like, I mean, I would say no, but then, you know, it's, who knows, all right? Like, no one knows exactly, no one knows, like, how things are.
Well, I think we can, but that's a different subject, though, all right?
Yeah.
But if it's true, if what I'm saying to you is indeed true, where will you go when you die?
Well, then I guess it'll be the same place you are.
Hell, right?
Yeah.
You go to hell.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so, dude, we got to figure out if this is true or not. See, if I just say it doesn't matter, it's just a belief anyway. That gets thrown right out the window. Imagine, it's like a criminal who would stand before the judge and say, Judge, I don't believe in the court system. I don't believe in you, Your Honor. The judge is going to say, too bad, you're nuts, off to jail with you. And God would do the same thing. So you've got to figure out if this is true or not, because if it's true, your eternity is very bleak right now, right? All right. Now, you had mentioned something about Jesus and repentance or forgiveness.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, as in, like, you know, if you repent for your sins, Jesus will forgive you.
Why?
Well, that's what, that's the basis of Christianity.
Okay, so I mean, he's just going to say,
you can sin,
go ahead.
You can sin, but then, you can repent for it. You can, you know, just basically pray and apologize for what you did.
Okay, and but so a criminal can stand before the judge and just say, I'm sorry.
That's why we were taught.
But it seems to me, if Jesus just says, oh, you've said you're sorry, and he lets you go, that's not fair to people who have kept the laws. That's not just.
Right.
If he's just, he must punish you no matter what, right?
Right.
Unless somehow your fine gets paid. If somebody stepped into the courtroom and said, I love him, I know he's done wrong, I know there's a stiff fine against him, but I'm willing to take that price, I'll pay it for him on his behalf, then you can be forgiven, then you can be set free, right?
That would be a different, I mean, that's not what, like, Christianity is.
It is exactly what Christianity is. That's what Jesus did for you. 2,000 years ago, he came to this earth to die for sinners, to demonstrate his love, to take the punishment that you deserve.
Right.
You've broken God's laws. Jesus paid your fine for you. That's the big issue. This is a big court case we're talking about. This is a justice issue.
Okay.
You've broken the laws. You've got a death sentence hanging over your head. But Jesus says that he loves you enough to die for you, a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because your fine can be paid, you've got to repent. Do you know what that word means?
Like, in a small sense, like, feel sorry and apologize for what
you did. That's right. Agree. I'm not a good person. I'm a bad person. I've sinned. I've broken your laws. I'm sorry. And you turn from them. You don't become perfect, but you have a new attitude about your lusting, lying, and stealing, and anything else that you're doing that God knows about. You turn from it, and you put your trust in Jesus. And the Bible says when you do that, that's when your court case will be settled once and for all time. God will see you as not guilty, even though you are. He'll see you through the work that Jesus did, and he will take you to heaven, not because of what you've done, because of what Jesus did. So you've got to repent and trust the Savior. That's what makes you a Christian. You don't get born into the family any more than you don't become an electrician because you were born to an electrician father. You've got to become an electrician. You've got to become a Christian. You've got to repent and trust him. You're a man now. You're accountable for your actions. You've got to determine if this is true or not. Right? So you got some thinking to do today. All right?
Yeah, sure.
Because if you haven't repented and put your trust in Jesus, you're not a Christian. God's wrath abides upon you. So would you do me a huge favor and do yourself a favor and think about this today?
Sure.
All right.
Definitely.
Because it's either true or it's not. All okay? Right. Fair enough, man?
Yeah.
All right. You're a gentleman.
All right.
Thanks for that was a bad handshake. Do it again. There we go. All right, man. See ya. Goodbye. Study hard. This is Witness Wednesday. It's Wretched Radio.
This is Wretched Radio, and I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, it seems like every time we turn around, another hero of the woke mom seems to be speaking up and educating us. You know, because we're oppressive numbskulls and we need to be educated about the latest version of gender fluidity. And this week's addition to that list is abrosexual. Not hey bro, but abro. A TikToker has recently released a video to educate us on what it means to be abrosexual, and this Webster of Woke tells us that an abrosexual is fluid with their sexuality. One day they may feel pan, while the next day they feel asexual, and then a week later may feel just normal and gay. Their sexualities are fluid, but not fluid with all sexualities, just fluid with some of them. Hey, bro, you don't have to be full fluid to be abro. See what I did there? Anyway, now more than ever, please keep your kids off social media and monitor what they're watching as closely as you can, because these people are everywhere and they're admittedly coming for your children. And speaking of coming for kids, this next story is not about a Christian victim, but I'm going to share it with you anyway because Christians are likely not far behind. An 8-year-old Hindu boy has become the youngest person to ever be charged with blasphemy in Pakistan. Of course, blasphemy charges in Pakistan can lead to the death penalty, and legal experts are shocked by the charges against a child. The boy's family fled the area of Pakistan and are scared to return home, while the child, in the meantime, is being held in protective police custody. And this type of extremism by Muslims has been escalating, as these attacks on Hindus are a fairly new form of persecution against anyone who is not a Muslim. Well, was the Hyde Amendment saved yesterday? It appears that it may very well have been saved during last night's Votorama in the Senate, where several amendments to the $3.5 trillion budget were voted on. Two notable amendments included saving the Hyde Amendment, which would prevent federal funds being used to fund abortions, and also federal funds being used to promote critical race theory in schools. Both of those amendments were passed when all 49 Senate Republicans were joined by Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Manchin has stated on record that he has serious concerns about the $3.5 trillion spending plan that his party is touting. But things in Washington seem to change daily when liberals don't get their way, so whether or not the Hyde Amendment was officially saved remains to be seen, but it looks as though, at least as of now, it has survived another year. Well, Crawford, Texas became the 33rd Texas city and 36th city in America to outlaw abortion within its city limits. That action took place yesterday by the Crawford City Council, and the ordinance will immediately go into effect, according to officials. The sanctuary city for the unborn movement is growing across America as it's proving to be effective in protecting unborn babies from being viciously murdered. Cities in Texas, Nebraska, Ohio, and Florida are currently passing or have passed ordinances this summer. If you're interested in the city where you live exploring this move, just visit sanctuarycitiesfortheunborn.com and fill out the online petition. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.
Hermeneutics. A
vital part of biblical hermeneutics is an understanding of genre. One genre we find in Scripture is narrative. Narratives tell us of real events with real people in real places at a real time. Not everything we read in narratives is condoned by God, but everything we read is part of God working out His plan for the world. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I got to talk to these kids. It's Witness Wednesday. It's Wretched Radio. Guys, were you listening to that conversation?
I heard a little something about, like, religion. That's all, like, Presbyterian. That's all I
read. Yeah, the kid was a Presbyterian.
Okay.
Are you a Presbyterian?
You know what? I'm not. I used to go to a Presbyterian church with my mom when I was younger.
Is that right?
But I'm not a Presbyterian. Not
what are you now?
I don't know, really. Like, I would have to say I'm just kind of on my own, trying to, you know, find the answers within myself, I guess, you know? But,
Trying to find the answers yourself or trying to find them inside of you?
Inside of myself.
Definitely. Where are they in there someplace?
Yeah, I think all the answers, definitely. I think that's with everybody. You know, everyone, like, you hear about people, you know, going off the grid, you know, going to take some trips, climbing mountains, you know, going places like that. I mean, that'd be fun, but I don't really think that's the fun, you know. I don't really think that's going to help
so
you find
here's,
the answers.
Here's, wait a second. I got to ask you. The answer is within you.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I mean, man, there's so many of them, right? I mean,
give me the big one.
Big one is, of course, you know, why are we here, right?
That's a good one. Why do you think we're here?
I mean, man, that's a tough one. I think we're here for all for different reasons.
Okay, let me take you back to your Presbyterian days.
Okay.
What would a Presbyterian say why you're here?
I think they would say we're here to serve God, right?
They would say specifically mm-hmm. to glorify God mm-hmm. and enjoy Him forever.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, I would like to think there's something bigger than us for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I know you're not Presbyterian now, but we say sometimes we say things pretty fast without mm-hmm. thinking of what it means. What does it mean to glorify God?
I guess that would mean just to you know, put Him on a pedestal, you know? I mean, you know, make Him the most important thing in your life, you know?
Right.
And everything you do, it's all because of Him.
Okay, I think that's very good, actually. Yeah, I agree. Do you know what the biggest way is that you as an individual can glorify God? The number one, way above all those other things.
I think it's just to make yourself better.
Yeah.
You know, just work on yourself. You know, a lot of people try to, you know, change other people out
okay.
there.
I'm going to suggest to you something different. You'll have something to ponder.
Okay.
And now this will be inside of you and you can figure it out
okay.
if it's true, okay?
Okay.
Here's the problem with the whole trying to make yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
But that is our problem. We're not mm-hmm. better. In fact, we're not good at all. Okay.
Right.
Here's how we glorify God to the max, right?
Okay.
I'm going to take you on a little journey right now.
Right.
We're not going to go to a mountain.
All right.
No retreats. Absolutely free.
All right.
Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Most of the time.
All right.
Most of the time.
How many lies do you think you've told in your lifetime? How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. So in your lifetime as a man, how many lies do you think you've told?
Thousands. Thousands.
Get out.
Your
pants are on fire.
I like to be
honest. What
happened
to I'm a good person?
Hey.
What do you mean you like to be honest?
I think, you know, the magnitude, I think there's different magnitude of lies as
okay.
well.
Okay, but you know what you I'm know? Talking about.
I know
about.
What you're talking about,
okay.
though, yeah.
And, a lie.
You know, and I think a lot of that had to do with not knowing who I was when I was living with my parents and kind of thinking that I had to do everything, you know, for them. You know, now I do everything for me now, you know, and you know, it's good if, you know, and that's why I think it's changed a lot more. When I was younger, man,
okay, so wait a second, you're living for yourself. Then that's my next question.
Okay.
All right. Have you been living for God all of your life?
I don't think so.
Okay, because you're living for you. So would this be fair to say, by the way, what's your first name?
Paul.
Paul, you're a nice guy. Okay, so Paul, if I had to say what the priority was in Paul's life,
mm-hmm.
your highest affection, it would actually be Paul.
Right, yeah.
So really the God in your life is you.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
so that would be idolatry, all right?
Okay.
Okay. How many times do you think you've taken God's name in vain?
Man, too many.
All right. How many times today do you think, don't be smirking, dude, I could ask you these questions too. How many times today have you looked at a girl walking by and had a sexual thought about her?
A few times, probably, and it's kind of early.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, lots of potential the rest of the day. Okay, so here's the summary. You just confessed to me
mm-hmm.
you're a liar,
mm-hmm.
you're a adulterer, you're an idolater, because you've looked with lust, you've made yourself the god of your own life, you're a blasphemer. Have you stolen anything in your life?
Not from an individual.
Doesn't
I remember,
matter where
right,
it comes
right.
from.
Because yeah,
if you take it,
yeah.
it's the action,
you're right,
it's not
you're
the
right.
value.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so dude, you die.
Mm-hmm.
God judges you,
mm-hmm.
innocent or guilty.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's a tough one, but I'd say innocent. You know, just because
it is not a tough one. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I was. Well, it's hard to say because it's almost like I don't want to. You know, I'm not the kind of person that wants to embellish things and make myself seem better than I really am. So yeah, that's why it's a tough question. You know, because you know, it's almost like. You know, especially when, you know, it has nothing to do with any kind of, like, judges and you know, like,
hold on,
jury
one second.
Like
hold on. Okay. Would he be innocent or guilty?
Well, I think, depending on how, I don't think God would judge so
black and white
big on such small things, I think, as long
okay,
as
but let's say he thinks they're big things. You don't. The criminal doesn't have a say in it, though. The judge does. The judge thinks that lying is terrible. Adultery of the heart because you lust inside of your brain and he sees the heart and the intentions. So you don't, but God does. Would he be innocent or guilty? All right. You think about that one. Dude.
You know, by his standards, I would say guilty.
Right.
You know,
because that's
standards.
The standards that matter.
Right, exactly. By my standards, I would say innocent, you know, but.
Right.
But that's me, you know.
Every criminal.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
And you know, it's easier for me to wake up every day and have a good attitude when I do think of myself as innocent, you
okay.
know? So.
But I got a better option for you. All right. And we're getting to that answer. And remember where we're at. We're not kind of wandering away here. We're trying to figure out how do you glorify God to the max. We haven't gotten there yet. So you're guilty before God. Mm-hmm. He judges you. You're the criminal. He's the judge. Heaven or hell with you?
By his standards, I would say hell.
That's right.
By his standards.
That's right. And his are the standards that count.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Now, what did Jesus do so that you don't have to go to hell?
He's the one that took all the punishment for everyone's sins.
That's right.
You know? And, you know.
How did he do that?
I mean, he sacrificed himself.
That's right. Beaten by men, right?
Yeah.
Hung on a cross,
yeah.
Gasped for air, died.
Yeah.
Not to mention the stuff you couldn't see, God pouring out his wrath on him.
Right, allegedly.
That's
right.
That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
To pay the penalty for your sins, you've earned God's wrath. Jesus satisfied the wrath of
mm-hmm.
God. Now, here's the situation. You're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has paid your fine. Forgiveness is available, but you've got to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says if you will repent,
mm-hmm.
fancy word that means agree with God, you're not good at all,
mm-hmm.
not even kind of.
Right.
You're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterate heart.
Right.
But you confess your sins and you apologize for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
You turn from your sins. Doesn't mean you become perfect. And you put your trust in Jesus, your
mm-hmm.
fine payer. And God says the minute you do that, hang on just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you do that, all of your sins forgiven, and you'll not just be seen as not guilty, but Jesus' goodness, by keeping all the laws that you and I couldn't keep,
mm-hmm.
will be credited to your account. You'll be seen as righteous before God.
You know, and that's the thing that I kind of, you know, with everything that I do wrong, I live with it, and I don't forget about it. And, you know, I think it'd be easier to live if I did do that, you know, repent. The thing is, you know, I think that's what's wrong with society sometimes.
Forget
you know?
Society. You.
You know, oh, absolutely.
This is a personalized message.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't feel that way. I couldn't throw all my on someone else and then feel better about it, you know, because at the end of the day, I think, you know, you relate this to baseball and steroids and that
okay,
stuff.
Okay, wait a second. You wouldn't feel better about yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you'd feel great about him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
How does God glorify himself to the max? Here's how it works, Paul. If you would listen to this message and
mm-hmm.
apply it to yourself, not to him or to society,
mm-hmm.
and agree with God, repent and put your trust in Jesus, the work that he has done for you, he'll forgive all of your sins, grant you everlasting life, and then for all of eternity, all of creation will glorify him and praise him
mm-hmm.
for saving Paul. Because he'll have demonstrated his goodness by dying for you, saving you, and rescuing you. The way that you can glorify God to the max is by humbling yourself, putting your trust in him, calling out to him for mercy so that he can demonstrate his goodness on you.
Right.
That's
right.
Your chief end.
Okay.
You got to get saved and you can glorify God.
Okay.
And let me tell you something about feeling better and waking up in the day with a better
mm-hmm.
attitude. Waking up with a better attitude means that the God of the universe isn't angry at me anymore.
Right.
That's a very good feeling.
Yeah, I can agree.
And not only
that,
but I'm promised everlasting life and I get to be with the one who died to save me. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it'll put a spring in your step.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
What do you need to do to be saved? I said two things. Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to repent.
There you go. And put your trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Dude. Think about it today.
Yeah, definitely.
All right?
Definitely.
Not trying to make you Presbyterian.
I hear you.
Just think about it.
I appreciate your opinion. Definitely.
All right. Well, figure out if my opinion is truth or not.
Okay.
Because it's either right or it's wrong.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely. All right? Absolutely.
My friend, fair enough. You've been over here in the deal. Same thing. It's either right or wrong, what I just said. Correct?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Are you a Christian?
I was raised Catholic, but I'm on my own path to find...
Trying to figure it out. You know, that you guys, I think it's good that you are, because you know what? You don't get born an accountant because your dad pushed numbers around a piece of paper, okay? Just figure out if what I was saying was true, okay? Because if it's true, well, you're in big trouble. But there's forgiveness available if it's true, right?
I guess if you're looking at it as a certain religion, then it can be true to certain people.
Nope, it's either true or false, dude. Jesus is either going to judge you or he won't.
Bye-bye.
Scoot,
hey,
goodbye.
See ya.
Take care. Goodbye. See ya. Okay, that was two crummy handshakes in a row. I hate when that happens. So many of these kids here on campus, they do have some sort of Christian background. They do have some sort of Christian experience. But I got to tell you something. With the exception of that one kid who did a pretty good job of getting the gospel out, I want to go find their pastors and knock them upside the head with the Bible and tell them to read it. Come on, pastors, be preaching the gospel. Nobody should escape your church after going there for years without knowing the gospel. And dare I say, nobody should escape your church after a Sunday without hearing the gospel. Because as you've just heard, kids who are going to church don't know it. We're at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday. This is Wretched Radio.
If any of you have been looking for a reason to sponsor your very own Tomorrow Club in Eastern Europe, perhaps this story from Max, the national director in Ukraine, will inspire you to visit tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Arsène, just 5 years old, escaped his home and came to the camp. His grandmother would not let him. She was cursing all Christians. His grandmother sadly passes away. So he kept coming. Not only that, he brought his parents and they repented. So this family gives the house where the grandmother used to live to the church. And that's where the Tomorrow Club meets.
And that story is not a one-off. Families getting saved constantly through the Tomorrow Clubs in Eastern Europe. Would you please consider supporting your own Tomorrow Club? 30 disciples, $30 per month. TomorrowClubs.org/wretched.
Well, it seems like everywhere you look, you're finding or not finding what you're looking for. There are shortages on just about everything you can possibly imagine. Obviously, we're not immune and we're not able to predict how that might affect the Wretched store down the road, but what we can point out is that it will not affect any of our digital downloads. This weekend, Friday through Sunday, the 13th through the 15th, however you want to say it, every digital download, excluding Road Trip to Truth and Wretched Worldview, will be 50% off. Okay, so then it wouldn't be every digital download, then would it? Most digital downloads, that sounds better. Almost every digital download, however you think it should be termed, you get the point. They will be 50% off this weekend only, Friday through Sunday at the Wretched store at wretched.org. That's wretched.org.
Be careful. Be very, very careful, my cold-hearted conservative friend, because this just might melt your heart. If you are a supporter of preborn.org/wretched, providing ultrasounds, ultrasound machines, and sonograms, careful, this might just melt your heart.
That sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to Mom. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
You're giving love when you support Preborn, because a mommy sees a baby in the womb courtesy of an ultrasound machine and 80% of the time keeps the baby. $28 an ultrasound, or perhaps you might be of the means to provide an actual ultrasound machine if you can. Oh, they need them, and they'll put them to work, and it'll show some love. Preborn.org/wretched.
Important dates in Christian history. 988 AD. After examining several religions, Vladimir, Prince of Kiev, chooses Orthodox Christianity to unify and guide the Russian people. Even after a century of atheistic communist rule, Orthodoxy remains at the core of life in Eastern Europe to this day.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hello, it's a Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday, and we are at Georgia Tech. Been wandering around the campus, really, really convinced that these days you don't need a whole lot of introduction. Establishing a relationship just does not need to happen, because I've approached how many kids here and simply said, do you know the gospel? And they'll just jump right in, and not one of them has wanted to punch me in the nose. At least they didn't look like they wanted to punch me in the nose. So my encouragement is, don't kill yourself looking for segues. Don't kill yourself looking to try to find a way into the conversation. Just start one. Just ask somebody. All right, let's see if I can. Okay, now I got to tell you something. The dude that's walking toward me is an intimidating looking fellow. I'm going to try out my premise on him and see if I can just jump right into the gospel without getting hurt. Trust me, he's kind of intimidating. Hey, young man, could I talk to you while you're walking this way?
Sure.
All right. Because I want to ask you a question. All right. You ready for it? Ready for anything?
I'm ready for anything.
Tell me, what is the gospel? Do you know?
It's a good word, right?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm the interviewer here.
Well, it seems to be a series of books written by followers of a religion.
Which one?
I believe it's Christianity.
Okay. And so what?
The many religious groups worship these books.
Right.
And find them sacred. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, before we go any further, what's your first name?
Daniel.
Daniel, you're a nice guy. Todd, nice to meet you. How do you
do? Good to meet you.
Okay, I just asked you kind of a bizarre question, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard when I answer straight
okay.
up,
okay.
you know.
But I want to talk about me for a second, all right?
All right?
I just came up and I asked you, what is the gospel? Did you think anything about, I mean, were you like, weird guy, normal guy, whatever, just didn't have any thoughts?
Well, I kind of had this impression when I saw you talking to yourself in the microphone.
Yeah.
Well, it appeared that way.
Yeah.
That it was going to be a religious question.
Really? So how'd you know that?
I don't know.
Honestly.
I just had a hunch.
All right. Okay, so a complete stranger asked you a religious question. Did you want to punch me in the nose?
No.
All right. Find me intolerant?
No.
Huh.
I mean.
So no worries. Complete stranger. Yeah, to each his own. So as long as I don't try to beat you up and make you a Christian or something, you're good to go.
Sure.
All right.
Of course.
Okay. The gospel. You have no idea. And you're... Where are you from?
North Carolina.
You're in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
How can you not know what the gospel is?
I mean, I know what it is, but...
Well, what is it?
I mean, it's the New Testament. The books are written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
There you go. Oh, you weren't telling me everything you know. All right. But what is the message of the gospel?
I mean, if I had to, I'm not super familiar with the Bible.
Did you go to church as a kid?
Yes, I did.
What kind of church?
A Catholic church.
All right, what did they tell you the good news is? Did they ever tell you the good news?
I mean, sure.
What is it?
No, that Jesus died and rose from the dead and is risen.
Yeah. Why is that?
Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Because it happened, I guess.
Yeah. No, but what was the purpose? What was the point? Or was he just the victim of bad guys?
To save us from mortal sin, I think.
Ah, save us from our sins. Do you believe you're a sinner?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are a Catholic?
I'm a hybrid of things.
What are the other things?
Many things. I mean, I'm on a spiritual journey that will consist of researching a lot of religions.
Very fair. I think that's very wise, actually. Do you have to research every religion that there is before you can settle on what's true?
I don't know about every religion, but the ones that I'm interested in, at least. And, I mean, I've heard some things in different religions that I agree with. Maybe more so the way that it's stated than what it's actually saying. And because it could be saying more or less the same message as Christianity.
Yeah. What group is saying more or less the same thing as Christianity?
I mean, a lot of groups.
Ooh!
I mean, for an easy example, Rastafarians are pretty much a sect of Christianity.
Well, pretty much, except not really. They say they are, but it's pretty different.
It's different, sure.
Right. Okay, I'll challenge you with this thought. All right, we're gonna do a little chalk art in this square right here. All right, in this square is we'll put Buddhism and right. Hinduism right. and Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses-ism, right. spirituality, any everything but Christianity. Okay. Right? And here's what they have in common. All of these say, be a good person, do good, and maybe, not for sure, but maybe when you die, you go to a better place, you get reincarnated into somebody rich, you end up in a better place in paradise with 70 virgins. Maybe it'll be better if you do good. Is that a reasonable representation that I've just made?
Yeah, reasonable.
All right. Now, over here, in this square right here, we've got Christianity, biblical Christianity, mm-hmm. Jesus, mm-hmm. who said, you're not good, you cannot earn your way to heaven. In fact, because you're so bad, I will condemn you to hell because I'm just and I'm perfect and I'm holy. You cannot earn your way to heaven. Am I doing okay so far?
I don't know about that.
Okay. You don't know about which part?
The part about you could never make it to heaven.
How come?
Because, I mean, there's a lot of things in Christianity that says if you do basically the best
well, I didn't finish yet. Yeah, I didn't finish the story, okay? Do you think you're a good person?
Sure.
Okay. Can I test that premise?
I mean, sure.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
How many lies have you told in your life?
Countless.
All right. So if I told countless lies, what would you call me? What name would you tag me with?
I don't know. A normal person.
A liar?
I knew you were trying to get me to say that.
Right? Okay, so yeah. You'd be a liar.
Okay. All right.
How many things have you stolen in your life?
I mean, probably like 10 or 12.
10? 10 or 12. So you've stolen 10 or 12 things. What does that make you?
It could make me a thief.
It sure does. Okay, little trickier, little dicier. All right? Not just external things. Jesus says he's going to judge your heart and your desires and your thought life. All right? How many times have you looked at a woman with sexual desire?
A lot of times.
More than 10 or 12?
Sure.
Okay. Because he said if you look with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart, right? Yes. So here's our summary. By your own admission, you're lying, thieving, adulterer at heart. You're not a good person. And that's what the Bible says. You're not good. Nobody does good. No, not one. Not even you, with all due respect. Okay? So far I'm right. Jesus is over here and he says, you can't do good. I can't take bad people to heaven. They deserve hell. Are we at least up to speed so far?
Sure.
Okay. Now, what did Jesus do so that sinners don't have to go to hell?
He died on the cross.
There you go. So that he can be just and a justifier and a good God and a kind God. There's a little bit of tension. You see, God is just. He's got to punish lawbreakers, but he's loving and he's rich in mercy. So to satisfy justice, he sent his son to take the punishment we deserve. Now, we have to respond to that message. It doesn't just apply to everybody. You've got to respond to it. You used the R word a couple of minutes ago. What must you do to be saved?
Repent.
What does that mean?
I mean, ask for forgiveness. Ask for God to accept you even though you're a dirty sinner, basically.
Yeah, that's right. And then turn from your sins and put your trust in Jesus. If you'll repent and trust the Savior, he says, I'll forgive you and I'll grant you everlasting life. All right? Now, here's a little chalk art. Here's a little sidewalk art. All these say, try to do good, and maybe you'll get someplace good. This one says, you've done bad, but I'm good, and I'll save you, and I'll take you to heaven because of what I've done, despite what you've done. Fair enough? Now, here's the question, dude. Is that square right, or are those squares right, or none of the squares are right?
Or are all of them right?
Can't be.
Why is that?
They contradict each other. That's all of these true. Say, you're good, and maybe I'll take you someplace better. This one says, you're bad, you're going to hell, but I'll save you if you repent and trust me. So they're just in direct opposition. So you can put all the other world systems together, but not Jesus. So either Jesus is right, or he's not right.
I mean, I guess.
Right?
Are all the people in that box, do they believe that all the people that are in no box, or in that box, are going to go to hell?
That's a good question, and it's a fair question. I would respond by asking you a question. Have those people in that box sinned?
Sure.
Okay. If Jesus is who he claims to be and they've sinned, and those other gods, those other systems don't help, they're going to face that God, and they've earned for themselves
hell. What if they face
hell.
Their own God?
Those gods don't exist if Jesus is true.
But what if all gods exist?
Well,
and they are one
but then,
God.
But if all those gods exist, then Jesus doesn't. Because Jesus is unique. All of these are kind of similar. They all say you can try to be good and we'll do something for you. Jesus says something so radically different. Either Jesus is right or he's not. It's not an option to kind of lump them in with. It doesn't matter. You can believe whatever you want to. All roads lead to God. Because Jesus said, nope, they don't. They're idols. They're false. They don't exist. They're idols in people's brains or on people's mantles. And I'm the only way to get to the Father. But here's what you should figure out, though.
I mean,
figure out if it's true.
There are idol gods in, like, the media structure and many things that exist today within our society.
This is either true or it's not. And that's my challenge for you. Okay, so either say, I don't believe in Jesus, forget about it, I'm not interested, but don't say it doesn't matter, because it does if it's true. That's all I'm challenging you with.
I feel like before you have to take that challenge, you really have to ask, what is truth?
I agree completely. So figure out what is truth. Fair enough?
And that's the quest.
Determine if what I'm saying is true or not. All right, young man? All right, you're a gentleman. Shake my hand.
All right.
Goodbye. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thanks for not hurting me. Because I'm telling you, he looked like he could have. He was the dreadlock guy, and he kind of had that look like he would be. Don't be afraid. Just get into it and go. Go, go, go. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.